Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Chaf Vav, mitzvah 526. This is the second of five mitzvos that we have in a row here relating to issues of milchama, issues of war. After that, we have two more mitzvos related to Egla Rufa, and then we get back to milchama in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse. But first, we have today's mitzvah after yesterday's, which was the mitzvah of not being scared during a milchama. Today is the mitzvah of Mashuach Milchama, the mitzvah of appointing a special kohen that is meant to give a chizuk speech before Bnei Yisrael go out to war when they're on the battlefield to make sure that they continue and fight and not be scared, connected to yesterday's mitzvah. And remember, the Bali Musar all say there's a lot of symbolism to this as well, not in physical wars, the Chafetz Chaim writes, and the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, that this is also about these spiritual wars, that the Yetzer Hara tries his hardest to try to undermine our Avodas Hashem, and he tries noises and horses and all the symbolic ideas that we mentioned from Rashi yesterday, and the Chafetz Chaim says we have to be mitchazek, and we can't be scared, we have to have faith in ourselves, and we have to know that we could do it, and we should not give up. So related specifically to today's mitzvah, the Torah tells us that when Bnei Yisrael are going out to war, one has to appoint a Mashuach, v'hayak karvachem ala milchama, v'nigasha kohen v'diber alam. The kohen will come and speak to the people, v'yamar alehem, and the kohen will tell them four items. The Rambam categorizes this into three items, three sections to his words. Says the Torah, V'yamar lehem, number one, Shema Yisrael, atem krevim hayom la'melchama aloyveichem. Listen, you are coming close today to battle on your enemies. And remember, these are enemies. Al yirach levavchem, yal tiru, al tachzu, al tachzu ebneim. Don't be scared of them. That is number one. That was yesterday's Isser. Ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'oleichim achem li lachem lachem imayveichem lo shiyeschem. Hashem is with you. Don't be scared. That is number one. That's what the Kohen says to the Am. Then the Torah says, V'dibra shotrim el ha'am lemar. The Gemara discusses what is said by the Kohen, what is said by shotrim, his appointees. But either way, it's a three-pronged message. Number two is the shotrim will speak to the Am and give the exemptions. Mi ha'ish asher bana bayis chadash v'lo chanacho. If anybody built a house and never got to be mechanechet there, never got to live there yet, yelech v'yashuv lebeiso, he gets to go home. Pen yamos pa'amolchama v'ishachar yachnechenu. Maybe he's going to die. Maybe he's going to die in war v'yishachar yachnechenu, and we assume that his mind is going to be on the house, and that is why we say, you have a p'tur, you could go out. You could go back. Ubi ha'ish number two. Asher nata karam v'lo chilolo. Anybody who planted a vineyard. Yelech v'yashav l'beiso. We'll have to talk about each of these in the Sefer HaChinuch. Pen yamas v'amalchama v'yishachar yechalolenu. If you planted a vineyard and weren't able to be mechalel, meaning the fourth year of Netzer Ravai, you haven't been able to enjoy the fruits yet, you could go home. And third, mi'a'ish asher eras isha v'lolakacha, somebody that was mit'arais a woman and never got to live with her yet, also, pen yamas l'bachama, he could go home. That is part two. The chozrei me'arche ha'malchama, those who could go back because of these situations. The yasvu ha'shotrim l'daber ala'am, and then the shotrim are mosif. The Rama calls these hosafos, l'daber alam bi'amru. And they say, miha isha yarei v'rach ha'levav, yelech v'yashav l'veso. Whoever's scared. First we say, don't be scared. But they say, whoever's scared. That's what Chazal Darshan. Is it, what's scary? Yelech v'yashav l'veso. If somebody's still scared, even so, also you have to leave now. You can't leave in the middle of the war. Because then we apply what Chazal say, tchilas nefila nisa. The first step of losing a battle is running away. So right now is when one has to decide. The lo yima says lavav echav kilvavo, and one should not melt literally the hearts of their brethren like their own heart. And the Torah ends off v'hayik chalos hashotrim ledaber alam. When the shotrim finish talking, ufakdu sareit tzvaos broshaam, and then they count and they see how many are left. Good, a couple of points just on the psukim before we get to the mitzvah. The third section after the chizuk and after the pturim, and then you have the hosafas hashotrim. So Chazal, as we know, darshan that this doesn't mean literally yarei v'rach alevav. Right, the Torah tells us that they publicly say whoever's scared, but underneath it could be people who are scared of averos shebiyadam. Rashi quotes the machlokas tanoim on the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva omer kemashma'o shenei yachol lamod b'kishrei hamelchama v'liros cherev shlufa. Rabbi Akiva says it means the pashtus. It means somebody who's scared. Just like we said before, don't be scared, but if you can't get over it, Then you leave. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Hayare Me Avera Shebiyado. Now part of this mitzvah is one who is scared from the Averos that he has done. That's why the Torah gives all of these other excuses to cover up. So people don't realize that they are ba'alei aveira because you're in a whole big group, and therefore nobody will be embarrassed. That is, though, the deeper idea of Racha Levav that is given. But this is all one big mitzvah, as the Chinuch is going to say, of appointing a Mashuach Melchama and his... The Mashuach, the one who is anointed and appointed to be this Kohen, who gives this speech, who gives this Chizuk speech, what he says is also part of the mitzvah. There happens to be, before we even read the Chinuch, another mitzvah that's counted, not by the Chinuch, not by the Rambam, but by Rav Saad Yigon. And that is on the last phrase in this pasuk. V'lo yimas ez levav echav kilvavo. He shall not melt the heart of his brethren like his heart. V'lo yimach. If you look in the Ramban on our pasuk, we're going to do a couple of Rambans. The Ramban on our pasuk quotes that is a separate lo sase d'oraisa to melt the hearts. V'lo yimach levav echav asa'u ba'al halachos gedolos mitzvos lo sase. This is a separate lo sase, says the Ramban, in according to the Bahag. Shelo yimna milashuv. Shelo yimach levav echav kilvavo v'kederach lo ye'achelos besaro. Okay, that's the Bahag counts it as a separate lo sase. And it's not only the Ramban quoting the Bahag. The Ramban himself counts this in the Hosafos to the Lavin that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot. Mitzvah Asir is the 10th one. Shenimna ha'isha yarei v'rachalevav mivol milochama. Shehu lo yuchal b'tiv'o la'amod b'kishri ha'molchama. And he has to go. So leaving after you've already agreed to stay, that is the Isser. The Shemen Atov in the 4th volume says, you know what you learn from this Isser? It means that we can't affect others. V'lo yimas es levav echav. And this also, he says, is connected to the time period when we always read Parsha Shoftim, the time period of Elul. There are those that might have the attitude of, I can't do it, I know I've already started and it's Elul, but look what it is, it's already the middle of Elul, already the second half of Elul, and I haven't turned my life around and I haven't changed my ways, and I'm still, look where I am. Says the Shemen HaTov, that's an usher attitude to have. Alo yemas limas levav echav. You can't do that. You have to be mechazik each other. You have to dig in. And the more each of us do, the more we can affect positively those around us. And he says at the end, that's the Elul. Ani ledodi. If we do the ani ledodi, then vidodi li. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come close to us. We just have to take the first step, no matter when an Elul it is, even if it's towards the end of the month, because we're not allowed to violate. Alo yimas levav echav. That's the added point. But either way, that's the extra Isser that the Ramban counts based on the Bahag. But, says the Chinuch, the mitzvah that is the focus today, and that is Mashuach Melchama. Now let's get into the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chinuch, Shenitztavinu, Limshoach Kohen Echad B'Shemen HaMishcha, V'Limnoso Lihiyos Midaber Im Ha'am B'Shas Melchama. We appoint him to speak to the Am at a time of war. Uvazeach Kohen Nikra Mashuach Melchama. He is appointed to be this person. Umin HaMitzvah Zu, and part of the mitzvah is not only to appoint, but sheyomar akohen haMashiach alam, that he stalks, speaks to the people b'shas melchama shloshak suvim haniskarim b'Torah, the 3 psukim mihaish, as we spoke about the 3 p'turim v'yosef, and then the chinuch says, and then he adds on when the pasuk says v'yasvu. First it says v'dibru, and then it says v'yasvu hashotrim, and he adds on miyosha yirei, the last phrase. The chinuch says that has more flexibility. V'yasvu hashot v'yosef on mishalo dvarim achirim. Ya'oruru b'nei adam la'milchama. It will awaken people. The yasi'um l'sakein b'nafsham. It will convince them to risk their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'azor da'tokel u'lishamra u'lihinakeim. Me'aschalim ha'mafsidim. Those who are trying to revenge against Am Yisrael and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will stand up and be able to protect. So you're allowed to add on. And this is what the Rambam said. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos also discusses these different elements of the mitzvah. One has the tochachas hamelchama. That's the first one. Don't be scared. Then the Rambam says, v'yachzir mi she'eno ra'ui lihi lachem, im l'chol shato, o ba'avur tiyah machshavtavo, b'inyin yechayev lo. He's scared, or he has other machshavas on his mind. And number 3, v'yosef alzeh ma'amarim, yo'oruru ha'am l'milchama, v'yevyem l'stakim anafsham, as the chinuch quoted. V'zeh kulo, this is all included in this mitzvah. The Menachas Chinuch cannot fathom what the Rambam and the Chinuch are adding on in this last category. Ask the Sefer Menachas Chinuch in Oz Gimel. It's Baltosif. You have a separate, the Torah tells you a formula, exactly what you're supposed to say. Mi ha'ish, right? Shema Yisrael atemot, right? Who you're fighting today? The Torah says exactly what you're supposed to mention. So what do you mean you could add on to what the Torah says to say? It says in Minchas Chinuch, in Oz Gimel, Gam nira pashut, da kohen v'ashotrim asurim lahosif al psukim shebat Torah. They can't add on. Rak tzrichim lomar mashet sifsa Torah, kamo berchas kohanim. Like berchas kohanim, you can't add on an extra bracha to berchas kohanim. The kanami de my shna. Whenever an achron says my shna, you have to know. Usually there's shna u'shna. There is a difference. But he says my shna. What's the difference? V'ubichlal bal tosif. V'tzarach iyan al rav al machaber. And it's a tzarach iyan on the chinuch and on the Rambam. Minole. How do they know this? De vadei asur and behosif. Svadei asur. De my shna mikal mitzvos uberchas koanim v'tzarach iyan. That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. But if you look in the Mefarshim, a number of Achronim, the Mitzvahs HaMelech writes this, that there's a big difference between the earlier parts of what are said, of Atem Ovrim Hayom and Shema Yisrael, and the second part of Mi Ha'ish, those psukim have to be said. But in the next category, it says V'yasvu. There, based on Tosvos, in the beginning of Perek Mashuach Bachama, beginning of the Parak in Meseches Sota that deals with these issues, the beginning of the eighth parak, Tosfos there asks why these Hosafos are not mentioned on the list of needing to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah is there to discuss everything that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and this is not on the list. Yes, Tosfos. Nere says, Vim Tomar, Velisni La'el, Parshas Meshuach Bachama, Kidatani Parshas Egla Rufa. Yeshlomar says Tosfos something that we have to understand. Delo, this is Membez of an Aleph in Sota. Delo Shayach Lameimar, Parshas Meshuach Melchama. That's not on the list. It shouldn't be on the list of items that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Shahare lo nitna mishum mitzvahs kriya, ela mishum hasra'a. It's not a mitzvah of kriya. It's meant to be hasra'a. What does that mean? That means, explains the Mitzvah Samalach, explains other Achronim, that these items that have to be mentioned, the content is what is important and not the exact formula the Torah says. The Torah gives you guidelines. You gotta give him chizik. You gotta say, don't be scared. You gotta pump him up. So he says, that's the point of the Torah. That's what Tosfos means. That's what Dadati said in Lashon HaKodesh. Say it in any language that these soldiers understand. He says, the mitzvah is the tochen. To say it. It's not a mitzvah's kriya. Sometimes you can have the same word said, but it's a different ofan, similar. Mashal Madar Adome, the Ran, in Mesachas Pesachim, quotes Rav Haigon, who deals with the problem, why is the Hallel at the Seder so different than the Hallel the rest of the year? You're allowed to split it up in half, and you don't make a bracha, and you say half of it before and half of it later, and you're sitting down. All the different rule breakers that the Hallel at the Seder is. Says Rav Haigon, you know why? Because that Hallel is not Betoras Kriya, Ela b'toras shira. It's almost the exact same words that Tosfos quotes here at the beginning of Perek Mashuach Melchama. It's not, oh, the rest of the year we have a mitzvah, a formal mitzvah to recite Hallel. It's a recitation. But at the Seder, no, Rav Soloveitchik explains that Ron in the name of Rav Haigon. It's a natural, spontaneous outpouring of emotion in thanks and recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did for us. He says, that's what it is. He says, you're going to tell me you have rules and regulations how to do that? That would undermine its whole purpose. So says the Mitzvah HaMelech, the same to explain Tosfos in Meseches Sota. And to answer the Minchas Chinuch question, there's no Baal Tosif here. The Torah says V'yasvu. The Torah says this is what you have to do in order to pump them up, to get them excited, to get them focused, and therefore there is no problem, there is no issue of Baal Tosif. Okay, so that's in terms of defining the mitzvah. The Shorash of the mitzvah says, now back to the chinuch is Yadua. Why do you need a special person to excite them, to be mechatzik them? Ki b'shas ha-melchama, tzricham anshei ha-melchama chizuk. Right at the time of war, we need encouragement. And the more mechubad person who talks to me, the more I'm going to be affected by what he says. So the Torah says, you need a somebody chashuv. Tzivsa Torah lios hamamune lechazik bedaram tovim min hakohanim. Shemivchar ha'am. Number one, he has to be a kohen, because those are the chosen people within the chosen people. And number two, he has to be appointed for the job. Everybody knows, oh, it's the Meshuach Bachama. Meshuach Bachama is coming. Everybody quiet and let's listen. He's specified, he's known. That's why there's this mitzvah to give them chizik. V'ha inyan, lios machzir min ha'melchama. Now says the chinuch, let me talk about the three exemptions that are mentioned. Mishanata Karen Balacha Mimenu, if he planted a vineyard, or got married, Eres Ishav Alakacha, never really lived with one's wife, Obana Ba'is Voshachanba, or built a house and live in it. All of those, and Yare Mi Averos Shebiyado, and if somebody's scared from the Averos, how? Rabbi Yossi Aglili understands, Imze Adava Ra'uy V'Kasher, Ki Kol Eilu B'nei Adam Chalushim Ma'o Mivol Mechama. All these people have other things on their mind. They can't focus. They can't concentrate. Ki Machshavasam Nitfeses Harbe Al Hadvarim Aniskarim B'Kasuv. Their thoughts are pulled with the items mentioned in the Pasuk, and they will affect their fellow soldiers also. The Eilu Yaniu Leiv Chavireyem. See, got to get him out. Right, the Rambam, the Chinuch, don't count that as a separate mitzvah. That's just a natural outgrowth if you don't do this. If you don't get him out. So that is why one has to make sure to remove them. How do you know? What if somebody says, I built a house? How do you know? Maybe he just wants to get out. So the Ramban, again, on this pasuk, quotes the Yerushalmi. No, you have to bring a raya. You have to bring proof that this is what this is the case. The Amar Yerushalmi, the Ramban here quotes the Yerushalmi from Masechta Sota, Shekulam Tzrichim Lahavi Raya LeDivreihem, Klomar Sheyaviu Edim Al Habayis VeAl HaKerem VeHaIsha. You have to bring your wedding witnesses, or that you planted a vineyard or a bayis Lifnei Sarat Savat, and you have to they have to take testimony. VeAz Yiten LaRishus Lachzar, then you'll get your permission slip to leave. And even to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, how do you bring a raya? Maybe two witnesses saw that you did an avera. Vilule Kane, were it not for the fact that you have to bring a raya, hayumar b'saam chozrim b'tayna sheker, everybody would just try to get out of it, and they would lie. Avaladiver Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's literal, being scared, you don't need a raya for that. You could see it in their eyes. Barakus Halev, Sheinenu Yachol La'amod B'Kishri HaMilchama, V'Leros Cherev Shlufa, Amar Shein Tzorach La'avi Raya, She'edav Imo. Amazing. Somebody who's scared, somebody who lacks the stomach for war, that you don't need witnesses for. You could see it, the judges could tell by the person in front of them. But all the other items about the house and about the wife, and about the Karem, that for sure needs witnesses. There is a thought that I've said in various contexts in the past, based on a Rashi. And it's really a number of the Baalei Mussar discuss it. And that is Rashi on the pasuk of someone else will be mechanech the house. Someone else will get married. Well, even before the Rashi, there's a question. The Torah could have left out 9 words and been understood perfectly. Right? What does it say? If somebody built a house and wasn't mechanech yet, he should go home because maybe he's going to die in war. Period. No, it says maybe he'll die in war and someone else will be mechanech it. V'ish acher yachlechenu. He should go home if he planted a vineyard because maybe he'll die in war. Period. No, the Torah ends on 3 words. V'ish acher yechalolenu. And then he says again, v'ish acher yikachenu. Why? What do you mean v'ish acher? What's the emphasis of ish acher? Rashi says, dover shel agmas nefesh huzeh. This is agmas nefesh. Agmas nefesh. What does that mean? What is Rashi driving at? Agmas nefesh. So a number of the Baalei Mussar say the point is because dying in war is one level of pain, knowing that a person might die in war. But knowing that somebody else might enjoy the fruits of his labor, says that makes it even more painful. The midah of kina, the fact that somebody else got it when I didn't, makes it even more painful than if nobody would get it. That's the agmas nefesh. And the story is told, famous story in terms of bris, that one time there was a butcher that came to Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan, and asked him about a cow. And after deliberation, he ruled against the butcher. And the butcher had to throw out the cow. It was treif, many ruble. And a few weeks later, the same butcher had a little sichsuch, very little money with another person. And again, Rav Simcha Zelig ruled against the butcher. The butcher gets up and curses Rav Simcha Zelig and brisk, and Rav Chaim throws the person out of the Beis Din. And Rav Simcha Zelig turns to Rav Chaim and says, I don't understand. A few weeks ago, I ruled against this butcher, and he was fine with it. He accepted the din, right? Hundreds of ruble. And here was a few ruble. And he couldn't control himself. What, it's just cumulative? Explains Reb Chaim, no, there nobody else won. Here somebody else won. So it's much more painful. If you have children, if nobody gets a treat, that's one thing. But if somebody else gets a bigger treat than they do, says, oh, that's even worse. They can't deal with that. So that's human nature. That's what the Torah is saying. That's what's going to be on a person's mind. Not only that they will die, but v'ish acher, that somebody else will benefit from it. That's why they have to be chozer mi'orchei ha'melchama. And that's where the Rav Saratskian emphasizes it's the double pain. The pain of of death and the pain of ish acher. So Alderach Drush, so the Imre Emes, quoted one of the Ger Rebbe, says, maybe it's agmas nefesh that a person will have these thoughts, along with the thoughts of worrying about death. Instead of doing tshuva and saying Hashem should save me, a person's worried that somebody else is going to be involved with his kerem and with his bias. He says, that's agmas nefesh. That's agmas nefesh, that he has that value system and it's not exactly up to par. Okay, just a couple of other points. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch points out here that the house and the kerem are only in Eretz Yisrael. Only if they built a house in Eretz Yisrael, the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Hey, because that is a real Chanukas, a Chanukas Habayis, that's a mitzvah. Outside, in Chutz La'aretz, it is not. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we can't pasko achronim. De'ein mitzvah b'chinuch bayis b'chutz La'aretz. Ve'ein anikrei sudas mitzvah. The only sudas mitzvah is when one is mechanech a house in Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing with a kerem. It's only if it's planted in Eretz Yisrael, those two. And other one is obviously is not limited. Marriage is anywhere. This is interesting. Rambam. The Rambam quotes in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin of Vilchos Malachim. What if somebody got married al tznai? May achshav, but it's going to be chal in a year from now. So he's going to be at war in a year from now. So what's the halacha? Says the Rambam, he does not go. Because he said me'achsha. Me'achsha means it's going to be l'mafreya, go back to T1. He will end up that he was married before war. So he has the patur. Kidesh isha me'achsha v'achar shnei masar chodesh v'shileim hazman b'milchama chozer balo. He's chozer bo. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Igloi milsa dekodem bo'u b'milchama eres isha v'lo l'kacha. And therefore, he gets to stay home. If he didn't say me'achshav, then it doesn't work. Because local heimenu, he doesn't have the power to leave the war in the middle, get married in the middle of the war. Which, lamaisa, that's what happens if somebody makes a delayed chalos. But that's an interesting Rambam that me'achshav would work as well. And just the final section of the mitzvah, which gets us into Bez Hashem, the next mitzvah that we'll deal with. The chinuch here says that these mitzvahs apply, Mishor B'chama only applies, Midina mitzvah, only by Melchemes Rishus. But by Melchemes Mitzvah, there are no Peturim, that's for sure. HaKol Yotzim Afilu Chasen Mechedro V'Kala Mechupasa. Everybody goes, there's no, and everybody fights, and there are no Peturim. That's what the Chinuch says here, and that's what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The problem is that the Rambam has a formulation in Hilchas Malachim that there is a concept of Mashuach Melchama even by a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the question is, what's the purpose? Echad Melchemes Mitzvah, Echad Melchemes Arishus, Mimanin Kohen, L'daber Olam B'Shas Melchama. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? The Ravid says, Mashuach Melchama. All the aspects of Mashuach Melchama only fly by a Melchemes Rishus. Melchemes Mitzvah, you don't need this. Everybody goes out and everybody's excited. You don't need a specific appointment of a Mashuach Melchama by a Melchemes Mitzvah. So the Achronim struggle to understand what element did the Rambam mean applies by a Melchemes Mitzvah. He can't argue on Gemaris and the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz. And they all say, the Rambam agrees with the Ravid. The Rambam just wasn't clear enough. The Rambam means like the Ravid, that all those halachas, but there must be some element that applies to Melchemes Mitzvah of a Mashuach Melchama. So again, the Achronim try to figure it out. Maybe it's maybe the lead general. There are some Rishonim that say he's the lead general. So he'll be the lead general in Melchemes Mitzvah, even though the other speech, the rest of the speech that's required by a Melchemes Rishutz would not apply. Either way, Beis Hashem, will stop here. Beis Hashem, next time we get into the Mitzvah called Melchemes Rishus. And we'll talk about the difference between what is a Melchemes Mitzvah and what is a Melchemes Rishus.